So, Clayton, yesterday your eyes were blinded by our light. Are your eyes better today?
Yeah, I think they are better. Thanks for asking, Jonathan.
Okay, I'm very glad to hear that. 还好没瞎掉哦。 So, yesterday we were talking about this beautiful city, Venice. Maybe we could do a little review.
Good idea. Well, one thing I know about Venice is it's made of 120 islands. Isn't that special?
Oh yeah, 威尼斯真的是非常特别哦。 它跟台北啊其他国家的城市都不一样哦。 它是由120个岛屿所组成的城市啊。Yeah,
you know, and because it's all islands, you won't find a lot of cars or motorcycles there.
对，那么在那里呢，机车车子你都不太看得到。 最重要的交通工具就是船, boat.
Yeah, so taking a boat is a great way to get around Venice.
Well, let's see what else we can see in Venice.
Let's have a look, everybody.
Venice, city on the water.
Reading A.
St. Mark's Square is the heart of Venice. Relax at one of its famous 18th century coffee shops. There, you will find live classical music. Or, you can climb to the top of the bell tower nearby. Its bells can be heard all over Venice. From there, you can look over a sea of red rooftops.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, welcome back. Now, Clayton, The reading says St. Mark's Square is the heart of Venice.
You're right. St. Mark's is a very important part of Venice because there's so many great things you can do there. Now, one thing that you can do there is relax at one of its 18th century coffee shops. Doesn't that sound so wonderful? You can just take it easy there. That's what relax means. You don't need to do anything. You can just sit, maybe have a drink of coffee, maybe have a snack. Just take it easy.
Yes. 所以在这里我们看到的是呢，圣马克广场啊，可以说是威尼斯的心脏。在那里哦，你可以做很多的事情，是个很重要的地方。首先我们看到relax这个动词。 Relax 就是放轻松的意思。所以呢，在圣马克的18世纪的一些咖啡广场、咖啡店里头哦，你可以怎么样呢？ You can relax, 你可以放松。 Do you just like sleep there?
Well, I guess you could sleep, but maybe you wouldn't want to because there would be something you would miss if you slept. Because there is live classical music. They actually have bands in the coffee shop that are playing classical music. Now, classical music is that kind of old-style music. You know, like Bach or Beethoven. But here, the musicians are playing it live in front of you.
好，刚刚Clayton提到两个鼎鼎有名的人哦，一个是Bach，就是巴克，另外一个呢是Beethoven，就是贝多芬。 这两个人是谁呢？他们当然就是古典音乐的教父哦。这里我们看到了古典音乐，classical music，classical music，classical 在这里是个形容词哦，就是古典的意思。所以呢，在那里哦，还有 live classical music， 现场的古典音乐。Now what if I don't like classical music？
Well, if you don't like classical music, there's something else you can do in St. Mark's Square. You can climb to the top of the bell tower. Now, when you climb to the top of something, that just means you go to the highest part. And a bell tower, well, it's a tall building that has a bell at the top. And the bell will make a noise. Ding, dong, ding, dong.
Yes. Ding, 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 or ding dong, ding dong. 这里有重点是呢，你如果不喜欢古典音乐怎么办？哎，没关系，文章说 ，or you can climb to the top of the bell tower nearby. 这里我们看到 climb to the top of something. climb to the top of something, 就是爬到什么东西的顶端去。而这里我们看到 bell tower, 就是钟楼。所以你可以爬到钟楼的最上面。And I guess if you're very, very tall on a place, you can see special things.
Right. And when you're up there, you can see a sea of red roofs. Because below you, you can see all the houses and buildings and their red roofs. In fact, you can see all over Venice from up there.
然后很兴奋地爬到这个钟楼的最上面以后可以干嘛呢？文章说 ,look over a sea of red rooftops. 这里我们看到 look over. Look over 这个动词片语就是俯瞰的意思。那俯瞰什么呢？这里我们看到 a sea of rooftops, 而且是 red rooftops. A sea of something, a sea of something, 就是一大片什么东西。而这里的 red rooftops 就是红色的屋顶，所以你爬上去以后，你按那个看落去啦，就是红红一大片的屋顶， beautiful sight.
Oh, so Jonathan, you know that reminds me of something. About this time last year, I took my parents on a trip, and we drove all the way up to the top of Hehuan Mountain, and we looked out, and you know what we saw?
A sea of something?
Yeah, we saw a sea of clouds. And you could see the mountain tops sticking up through the sea of clouds. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Oh, 那真的是很美哦。所以 Clayton 上次呢去合欢山，结果这样 look over, look out, 这样一片看过去， a sea of clouds, 当然就是云海。Must be very, very pretty. In fact,Clayton 说是他这辈子看过最美的景。
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, we're going to see lots of other beautiful things in the next part of our show, but we need to take a break.
Venice, City on the Water.
Reading B.
In February, join the biggest party of the year. During Carnival, Venice is full of music and laughter. People crowd the narrow streets. They're excited to show off their handmade masks and bright clothes. The city turns into a lively theater.No one feels the cold of the winter. That's the magic of Venice.
So, Jonathan, February is a really great time to go to Venice.
所以说这个威尼斯二月的时候是很特别的。Why is that?
Well, because it's the time of Carnival. Carnival is Venice's biggest party. And during that time, the streets are full of music and laughter.
原来是这个样子。所以说二月的时候呢是威尼斯最大的派对的举行时刻。这个派对呢叫做 Carnival。好，那么文章说 ,During Carnival, Venice is full of music and laughter. Now, full of something 就是充满什么东西。所以这里充满什么呢 ?Music 当然就是音乐还有 laughter。Laughter 就是笑声，是个名词，来自于 laugh 这个动作，就是笑。
Right, and during this time, people crowd the narrow streets. Now, crowd means make a place full of people. So people are coming from everywhere to hear the music and see the shows. So there will be a lot of people in Venice.
那么在这个时候，我们看到了这个动词 crowd.Crowd, 它是个动词名词同一个字不过在文章里头它是个动词。名词的时候有什么意思呢有人群的意思。如果是动词就有拥塞的意思。所以说在这个 party 的时候呢人们会把狭窄的街道弄得很拥塞。
That's like at New Year's, when there's a lot of parties, and people will crowd the MRT.
Yes, 讲到这个新年派对的时候啊 我们的 MRT 就会人很多，对不对？ So people crowd the MRT and you're like, 我不能呼吸 I can't breathe.
Exactly, exactly. But in Venice, it's not like that. Maybe not that crowded. But there's lots going on there. That's why people want to go. Now, one thing that people do is they show off their handmade masks. Now, of course, a mask is something you wear in front of your face. And when you show something off, that means you really want everybody to see it. So you're proud to show it to everyone.
我们在这里呢看到 show off 这个动词片语哦 show off, 然后呢后面还可以加个受词。那 show off 是什么意思呢它有诶亮相展示甚至是爱现的意思。所以文章告诉我们哦这里头呢接下来我们就还有看到一个单字 bright。Bright 是个形容词就是金光闪闪的。所以我们看到呢人们呢很兴奋的秀出亮相出他们的面具还有金光闪闪的衣服。
Right, people show off their clothes, people show off their masks. Oh, you know, showing off reminds me of something. My sister got a new dog a little while ago, really, really cute dog. And now she likes to take her dog everywhere so she can show it off.
啊，那一定是超可爱的嘛。Clayton 他妹妹买了一只很可爱的小狗，然后他就牵着它到处去爱现。So she likes to show off her cute little puppy.
Right.Now, there's something else going on at Venice during Carnival, and that is the city turns into a lively theater. Now, of course, a theater is a place where you can see shows, and if it's lively, that means it's just full of life, full of excitement. So if it turns into a lively theater, that just means it changes into that.
那么我们这里呢就看到了 A turns into B.A turns into B, 就是 A 变成 B。文章这里说，威尼斯呢就会变成一个非常活跃的剧场。Lively 是个形容词，就是很活跃的。
You know, Jonathan, last night I had a dream. I dreamed that I turned into an orange.
What? Clayton, in his dream, turned into an orange. 所以 Clayton 变成了一颗柳丁。What did you do yesterday during the day? 白天你干嘛啦?
I don't know. I was eating an orange yesterday, but I didn't finish it. I just ate a couple bites and threw it in the garbage.
Oh, 所以老天在处罚你。You must not waste your food. You have to eat everything.
Oh, that's why I had that weird dream. Well, everybody, I guess it's time to go to Word Power. So stay with us.
Word Power!
Well, it's time for Word Power again, so let's get into it.
好，来看看今天有些什么重点单字。
The first one, classical. Classical.
Classical 是个形容词，就是古典的。
My mom enjoys watching classical dance.
我妈妈呢，喜欢观赏古典舞蹈。
Oh, beautiful. Like ballet.
Yes.
A sea of, a sea of.
A sea of 是个片语，就是一大片。Whoa, look at that.
There was a sea of people at the train station today.
今天火车站呢是人山人海。Maybe there's a party or something.
Or a holiday.
Yes.
Crowd, crowd.
Crowd 它是个动词哦，是使拥塞的意思。名词的话就是群众。
All the people crowded onto the bus.
大家都挤到巴士上。Move, I got here first.
It's definitely a holiday today. Bright, bright.
Bright 是个形容词亮眼的。
We could see his bright yellow shirt from far away.
远远的就可以看见他那醒目的黄色衬衫。Well, I think Bill is coming.
I don't know. I can only see his shirt. Okay, everybody. That's it for Word Power, but stay with us. There's more.
keep in mind.
Oh, Jenny, don't forget to watch TV tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yes, but why?
Well, you know our friend Alice, right?
Yes.
She's going to be on TV. She's going to be on a live show.
Wow, 真的吗？我们的朋友 Alice 明天要去上一个 live show, 一个现场节目耶。OK, 我们这里呢看到这个 live 这个字。Live 呢它是形容词，就是现场的意思。你可以说 live show, 像现场节目。或者是 live concert, 就是现场的音乐会。或者是 live sport, 现场的这个体育活动。但是呢 ,live 这个字也可以当动词，它念成是 live, 它是居住或者是生活的意思。So, where does Alice live now?
Well,
就内湖。
I'm not sure. I know she used to live there, but she told me she's moving. I'm not sure where she moved to, though.
So, Clayton, what is the name of your sister's puppy?
His name is Knight.
Knight.晚上
Yep.、
That's an interesting name.
Okay, everybody, let's take another look at today's reading.
Venice, City on the Water. St. Mark's Square is the heart of Venice. Relax at one of its famous 18th century coffee shops. There,You will find live classical music, or you can climb to the top of the bell tower nearby. Its bells can be heard all over Venice. From there, you can look over a sea of red rooftops.
In February,Join the biggest party of the year. During Carnival, Venice is full of music and laughter. People crowd the narrow streets. They're excited to show off their handmade masks and bright clothes. The city turns into a lively theater. No one feels the cold of the winter. That's the magic of Venice.
Review time!
For our review time today, please fill in the blanks.
好，我们今天呢 review time 就来做填充题。Clayton 呢会给你三个句子，当然了，中间都会有个空格，请你从文章中找出正确的单字。
Number one, Elena likes to blank her new bags.
她很喜欢秀她的新包包，很喜欢爱现哦，就是 show off her new bags.
Number two, the sun is too blank to look at.
什么东西太亮了不能看。The sun is too bright. If you look at it for a long time, 你就会失明。
Number three, there was blank people at the concert.
话说演唱会是人山人海啊。So there was a sea of people at the concert.
Must have been a great concert.
Yes.
Living phrases.
Nice hat.
Thanks. I can't wait to show it off at school tomorrow.
And I can't wait to show off my new sunglasses.
Wow, they're really great. Can I borrow them?
No way.You already have something to show off.
But I want to show off the sunglasses too.
Well, you can have them if I can have your hat.
Okay.
It's too small.
Too bad. Now I can show off the sunglasses and the hat.
Just for fun!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. Today is just for fun, and we are going to be talking about animal idioms. But first, let's find out who's here. My name's Matt.
And I'm Angie.
But because we're talking about animal idioms, Angie, let's make animal names. Like, for example, I'll be Monkey Matt. Who will you be?
I can be Anteater Angie.
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay, well, now we have our names. Let's read today's animal idiom. Get off one's high horse. Now, a high horse, I guess that's a really big horse?
Well, I think a horse is usually pretty high. But when someone tells you to get off your high horse, it means that you're thinking that you're taller than everyone else, but not physically, but mentally.
That's right. This means you have a lot of pride, maybe too much. You think you're the best. You think you're above everyone else, sitting on a giant horse. Like if you can imagine a long, long time ago in Rome, for example, the king or the prince would ride in through the city on a very big horse because he was better than everyone. At least he thought so. So this means we need to get off our high horse and not be so proud. Well, we also have an example we can read for our listeners, and here it is.
Get off your high horse. You cannot win every time.
So, just because maybe you won every game, you can't think, hey, I'm the best, nobody can beat me, don't even think about it. Well, we shouldn't act like this. We should keep our pride low and not be so proud and not show off so much to everyone. We shouldn't be on a high horse.
Because when you're sitting on a high horse, you're probably looking down at everybody else. But when people tell you to get off your high horse, that means that you have to look at people eye to eye on the same level. And you can't have too much pride. You're not better than other people.
That's right. Like it says, you cannot win every time. So eventually you will lose. And you don't want to lose up on that high horse, because then it will be a long fall down. Okay, that's all the time we have for today's Just for Fun, but be sure to join us next time.